Now that the Chargers have bolted San Diego and made Los Angeles a two-team market again for the first time since 1994, the fierce fight for LA is officially on, even if no one outside of Southern California really notices this season. The Rams and Chargers went a combined 9-23 in 2016, and neither team was remotely watchable by the time Thanksgiving rolled around, finishing on 7- and 5-game losing streaks, respectively. Could it be that ugly again in SoCal in 2017? Certainly, but there are some legitimate reasons to believe, and I can even say that without laughing. The Rams have paired an exciting and innovative young head coach in Sean McVay and one of the most entertaining and talented senior citizens in the league and new defensive coordinator Wade Phillips. If the energetic McVay can make something of number one pick Jared Goff at quarterback, and the homespun Phillips performs his usual magic with a defense that does have talent, it's not out of the question the Rams could flirt with respectability. But it's the Chargers who I think have even more upside in their move up the coast. Similar to the Rams, they're basing their turnaround hopes on the tandem of a new offensive-minded head coach in Anthony Lynn and a new, well-respected defensive coordinator in Gus Bradley. With stars like Phillip Rivers, Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, and Melvin Gordon, the Chargers could make a big move in the loaded AFC West, even if they're saddled with playing their home games in a small-time, 30,000-seat soccer stadium for the next few years. The fight for Los Angeles is about to crank to life. But in a crowded market that supposedly only supports success, can either franchise really win the battle if the victories remain few and far between? The NFL has returned twofold to LA, but no word yet on how long it'll take for winning football to reappear. For Patriots.com, I'm Don Banks.